Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simin Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachos of the Erev Tavshilin. And we pick up on the first line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Erev Zeh, this Erev Tavshilin that a person makes, how do you do it? Osin Oso Bifas V'Tavshil. It's made out of two things. It's made out of a baked item, such as bread, pas, and a cooked item, which it could be, as we'll see, various types of dishes that usually accompany bread. However, the Mechaber says, Vim lo aso el mitavshil levad, but if you didn't do both, if you just did a cooked dish without doing a baked dish, mutar. It is still a good Erev Tavshilin, because as we'll see, the critical component of an Erev Tavshilin is the cooked dish, and there are many posts that say you just need a cooked dish to even allow baking, albeit the minug is to do both a cooked dish and a baked dish. Now, let's see some practical details on halachos over here as we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Hey. And he writes, the tzorich lefos ulevashil miyom tif l'Shabbos, the whole purpose is to demonstrate that you've started preparing for Shabbos before Yontif started, and this allows you to go and cook on Yontif for Shabbos, and therefore, l'chein osin o'erv mipas v'tavshil me'erv Yontif, and therefore, you have to prepare your erev tavshilin, which is again, a baked goods, the bread, the pas, and a cooked dish, this tavshil, on erev Yontif. And therefore, shal smach zeh, and by preparing these dishes before Yontif, you're allowed to go on and cook on Erev Shabbos, Yontif for Shabbos. Now, the issue footnote number 15 brings down, what about if the items are frozen? You cooked stuff before Yontif, and then you froze it. And now you want to use that as the Erev Tavshilin. Can you use frozen chicken, let's say, and the frozen challah as your Erev Tavshilin? So Rav Azaz Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, Mitzad HaDin, if you look at the actual din, Efshel Arev Alein, you can make an Erev Tavshilin from frozen foods, because it's very easy to defrost them. Kivin She'efshel Av Shiron Bekalus, you can easily defrost them, and therefore, Min Hadin, it would be good, although he suggests, Mios Tov, it would be better if, before you made the Erev Tavshilin, you let them defrost. This is based upon the Chumrah of the Bear Moshe, that says that they have to be defrosted. Now, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal also says, Sheba Mayachol Kofu, Efshel Asos Erev Tavshilin. He agrees with Rav Osner Zatzal that you can use a frozen dish for the Erev Tavshilin. What about using cookies or some other sort of a mizonos, not bread, for the Erev Tavshilin? So if he doesn't have bread, ideally you should use a full bread, as we'll see, that's the minhag, or a full matzah, that's the minhag. So Rav Osner Zatzal brings that in the Shevet HaLevi as well. These are baked goods, so you could use cookies if you didn't have bread. And they would allow you to go and bake anything, because this is a valid Erev Tavshilin, with this baked type of goods. However, he says, Lagabi Tavshil Shenefa Betana Rafia, if you were to have a cooked dish that you baked in a baking oven, so then Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal says that that's Nechshav Kitavshil, the low Kiminafia, that would be considered a cooked dish and not a baked dish. And Kivin Shadova Toli Bishem Tavshil Bishem Pas, and since the custom is to have a cooked dish and bread, Ein Mashana Mamaychal Tavshil Agabo Eish O Nefa Betana, since it's called the tavshil, it doesn't make a difference how it's made. Was it made directly on the fire, or was it baked in some sort of an oven? Now we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, and he says, if you only made the tavshil, so we said that that certainly is acceptable, it's mutter. Why? The Meikar Adin, as I pointed out when we said this, here you see the source, Meikar Adin, and you can see this in the Beis Yosef and other Achronim, and also this is the opinion of Vilna Gaon, Ein Tzarech Ela Mitavshil Levat. Technically, you only need to have a tavshil, umahane, and that tavshil that you make is your Erev Tavshilin will work not only for cooking, but also work for baking. Umahane, bein lepas, bein letavshil. That is the opinion of many poskim, shekein udas rova poskim, and that is, in fact, the majority opinion. However, he says, elishinogu kidasa poskim, the minog is to go like those poskim, hamachmirim, who are more machmir, and say not only do you need a tavshil, but you also need a baked dish, such as the pas, lahatsuk pas v'tavshil, and they require both. And therefore, why not? What's the big deal? V'lochayim b'di'evit mutter. So therefore, lichatchila, the minog gets to do both. Okay, b'di'evit, since the majority opinion, and how we technically paskin says that a cooked dish is good not only for cooking, but also for baking. So be the evid, if you only did a tavshil, you're acceptable. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Vim ein tzorich lefos b'yontif v'rach levashel. The person's not planning on doing any baking. They have plenty of challah. They have plenty of cookies, cake. They're not doing any baking. No, they want to cook chicken. They want to cook other things. So if you know for a fact that you're not planning on baking, so then even l'chatchila, af l'chatchila, sagi b'tav shul l'chud l'kul yama, then everybody would agree that you don't have to go and have bread as part of your erev tavshilin, because everybody agrees that the cook dish definitely works for cooking. And if you're not planning on baking, so then you don't need to make an erev tavshilin from pas. You can make it just from a tavshil. And therefore, Sivkot and Sayin, the Mishmur says, it's mutter. Bidiyevid, you're good with just the tavshil. Lafos, even to allow you to bake. Ulavashil, and certainly to cook beyond to Bishul Shabbos, when you're cooking a Friday afternoon for Shabbos. However, he says, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, he says, Im nizkar kodem shechoshcha, if on Erev Yontif, right before it gets dark, you remember that you only made a tavshil and you didn't make the pas, so he says, Tzarech lehosif lahaniach gam pas. He says, you should go and take bread and make that as part of your Erev Tavshilin, because that's the minik to do that lechachila. And you should say, V'yomar b'hodin eruva, you should say the nusach of, with this Erev Tavshilin, I'm allowing myself to go and bake, cook, etc. But you don't make another bracha. Avalo yivar ashenis, you already made the bracha once, so that's fine, because technically you don't have to do this, so therefore you don't make a bracha. But to go and say the nusach, this is my Erev Tavshilin, that you should do. And now the other way, if you only made bread, so then you got a problem, because that's not an Erev Tavshilin. That certainly doesn't work for cooking. It's not even clear that it works for baking. And does it work for baking? Let's say a person says, I'm not planning on doing any cooking, but I like to have a fresh bread for challah, for Shabbos, so I'm just going to bake on Erev Shabbos. No, that's not so clear that that would work. Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim. He brings down that there are those that are machmir over here, and you can see this in the Sharetzi and Osh Yud Zayin. He says that Shiboli Lekit Kosev De Mahane, that if you just have bread, so then you're allowed to bake with this Erev Tavshil and just the bread, but you can't cook, of course, but you can bake. But the Or Zeruah says no, Kosev De Lo Mahane, that without making the Tavshil, then the baked goods don't even work for an Erev Tavshil. And Hamiri Hevi Gamkein Nimtza Deos Bazeh. And the Miri seems to also suggest that that's true. So therefore, one shouldn't rely upon just baking. If you're going to make an Erev Tavshilin, even though you think you're only going to bake, also make a Tavshil. Furthermore, he brings down the Achroni Miskim Udolo Mahani Aplupaz. We pass an Aloha Lamaisa that it doesn't work. If you just made the Erev Tavshilin of bread, it doesn't work to allow you to bake. The Ikar Erev Niskami Tavshil, because Lamaisa, we paskin that you should make it from a Tavshil. And you can see this in the Sharetzion Oshud Ches. He brings this down in the name of the Elyar Rabbah, the name of the Marshal. And he says also, this is the opinion of the Chemed Moshe, the Graz, and also the Olas Tomid. Brings down from the Hagos Ashri, in the name of the Arzaruah. And all of these opinions nearer the Haim Kaime Aliba the Huchasa, this is how we paskin. The Kaima Lon, the Tavshil Luchud, Sage Mi Ikar Adin. And that is the way we paskin, albeit as we brought down, the minhag is to go and do both. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shir Tavshil Zeh Kizayis. How much do you have to cook? How much do you have in the baked goods for it to be a good Erev Tavshilin? So he says, a Kizayis. Could be more, of course, but at least the minimum of Kizayis. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Ches, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah, Yikach Lechem Sholem. While a Kizayis is good, a Kizayis is a very small amount. It's like 1/9 of a typical challah roll. It's a very small amount. But the minig is, because of Hidur Mitzvah, to do the mitzvah nicely, you take a full loaf. Again, it doesn't have to be a huge loaf. It could be a challah roll, but you take a full one. V'chatichas basar or dogim chashuva. And for the tavshil, you take a nice piece of flesh or a nice piece of fish, and that is the right way because of Hidur Mitzvah. And then you have the custom to take a hard-boiled egg, and that's perfectly well also. The issue foot number 16 just reminds us of what is the size of a kizayis. It brings down this discussion that we had a number of times. Is it considered a half of a beitza or a third of a beitza? Ayin shom in the issue footnote number 16. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he says the minimum shear is a kizayis, but he says this is true. Bein le'echo, bein la'lofim. Let's say you have 40 people in your family, so you still only need one kizayis. This is different than an erev chatzeros or an erev techumim, where you might need a larger amount until you get to a certain size, which above that, you don't need any more. But here, whether you're cooking for yourself, you're alone, or you're cooking for an entire huge family, so then still only one kizayis of tavshil, one kizayis of the pas, is all that you need, bein la'echo, bein la'lofa, no matter how many people you're cooking for. That's why the Rav of the town, he says in his Erev Tavshilin, in case anybody forgets, making the Erev Tavshilin for them, so it could be for 100 people, it could be 1,000 people that maybe forgot. And this is true bein b'tchilos or bein misofo, that you need only a kezayis means whether you're starting off and you just have a very small chalaro and it's a kezayis, a very small piece of flesh and it's a kezayis, or you started off with this huge piece, but by the end of the day, before you really were relying upon it to cook on Erev Shabbos, people already ate it and there's only a kezayis left. Either way, it's fine. As long as it's a kezayis, whether it's at the beginning or at the end, as long as there is a kezayis left, it's perfectly good. And the Ramah just adds, others say that you shouldn't settle for a kezayis. You should have, the bread should be the size of a kebetza. It brings down the name of the Orzaru, the name of the Yerushalmi. Again, a machlokis is this, two kezayisim or three kezayisim when you have a kebetza. And the Ramah concludes, one should take a larger, nicer, betza-sized piece lechatchila, rather than relying upon the smaller opinion, the smaller size of a kezayis, which is the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. Siv cut and test in the Mishnah Berurah, he says lechora kal v'chomer. He says it certainly doesn't make any sense. If you could start off with a kezayis, certainly you could end with a kezayis. So it's a kal v'chomer. If a kezayis alone was good, so if you started off with 10 kezayis and you only left with one, that certainly should also be good. In betchila, so sagi b'kezayis. Even if you started off with only kezayis, it's fine. So kol shekein, certainly in Hoya Yoser, if you started off with 10 kezayis and only by the time you're ready to cook for your Erev Tavshilin on Erev Shabbos afternoon, the Nishak Kezayis, only left the Kezayis. So certainly that should be good. Why are you even telling me this? So Mishnah Berurah says, Ella, Bali Yashmin, and he's coming to teach us the Af Bisofo, Losagi, Pokhus Mikazayis. You might have thought, well, I started off with 10 kezayisim, so even if I'm only left with a morsel right now, a quarter of a kezayis, it might be good. So he brings down from the Olas Torah that, no, you need to have a kezayis left even at the end, even though you may have started off with a much larger size piece. Tisha footnote number 17 brings down the nimlach bear of yontif lohosif ala erev shinech betchila. Let's say somebody started off with a small little piece of meat, a small little piece of bread, and then he changes his mind. He says, that's really not nice. I want to add on. And he brings in five more rolls, and he brings in five more pieces of meat. So, Hagon, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky is at Tzal. And the Chazon Yecheskel brings down shechol al hatosefes shem erev. So, this extra that you added on, it's also called Erev Tavshilin, and therefore, even if the original Erev Tavshilin that you had set aside was eaten up on Yom Tov before you started cooking for Shabbos, therefore, Im Nevad, or was eaten up, Masha'echem B'tchila, B'shtaye Kezayis, Masha Hosef, and as long as the Kezayis is left of the additional that you added on, so it's still good. Dai B'kach, it's acceptable. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Kon Yud. He says, Lechatchila, you should use the kebetza. But what happens if you didn't? Hai lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hurak kodim shoso erev. That's before you made the Erev Tavshilin. Avolim kfar also, but if you already made the Erev Tavshilin on only a kezayis, in Sir Chlachs Velasos, then you don't have to go bedavka and increase it. You're allowed to increase it, as we just wrote down for Yecheskel Avramsky Zatzal, but you don't have to. He brings down the name of the Chemed Moshe that once you made a kosher Erev Tavshilin, so it's perfectly good. As we will see, and as I've already alluded to, you need to have at least a kezayis left at the time that you're actually cooking from Erev Shabbos Yontif to Shabbos. If you had it at the start, that's not good enough. It has to still be extant, at least a kezayis, by the time you're doing the cooking on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, preparing for Shabbos. And that we'll see in Mitzvah Shem later in the Siman. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Sorry, she had tavshil zed dovish uroy lelafes boes apas." This cooked dish that we're talking about is not just any cooked dish; it's something that should accompany bread. Lafes boes apas means it's something normally eaten with bread, as opposed to lafuke daisa, as opposed to some sort of a porridge, some sort of a cereal. People don't usually have cereal and bread together because the cereal is like a bread, and people don't have bread and bread as part of a meal. So therefore, lechatchila, the Mechaber tells us, a person should make sure that the Erev Tavshilin cooked dish is something that is normally accompanied with bread. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Kigon, for example, Basar V'Dogim U'Beitzim. He brings down that the classical things that people use for an Erev Tavshilin are either meat or fish, or as I would say, probably is a very common custom, is a hard-boiled egg, U'Beitzim. Alternatively, Ushari, meaning Lifta Mivusholim, or any other cooked dish that normally accompanies bread. Should darken the lafis but it's a pas that is usually eaten with bread. Now, Hamariel or Yamaniah Habasar al teller. The Mariel wouldn't put the meat directly on the bread. He would put it on his teller, which is tzalachas in the Tirgum, on a platter of some sort, below al gluska, and not on the nice piece of bread, because the meat's going to get absorbed into the bread and it's going to soak it and make it very unappetizing. Mishumias, make it disgusting. Furthermore, v'gam lo kach lechem sholem. He would also take a whole bread, as we said, a hidur mitzvah, a whole challah roll or a whole piece of matzah, v'yalokeach so achakach lelechem mishnah. And throughout Shabbos, right? You need to have this extant, as I just pointed out, on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, and then cook. So then the next meal that you're going to have is going to be the Friday night meal of Shabbos. So you would use that as Lecha Mishnah. He would take this full loaf of bread or matzah that he was using as his Erev Tavshilin, and he would use it as Lecha Mishnah, as we'll see, by the Friday night meal, and then by the Shabbos lunch meal, and then he would use it at Shalosh Shudos and break it. And he would go and break it and use it and eat it at Shalosh Shudos. Now, we'll see more about this in a moment. Why did he do this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that even this avid be mitzvah choda, the savid be mitzvah achrina, since he already used it for one mitzvah, so it's a beautiful idea to go and use it for additional mitzvahs as well. You use it for mitzvah erev tavshilin. Now the mitzvah erev tavshilin is done. Go and do it for another mitzvah. Dershu footnote number 19 brings down the afa bishomu chazal enosim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We have a thing. Don't bundle up your mitzvahs like you want to get done with them and you want to get through with it and just get it out of the way. That's not right attitude. And therefore, we normally say enomim malkos achash shtei brachos. So at a wedding, for example, we fill up a second cup to have the second brachos on a second cup. Im kain ein osim bepas achash shtei mitzvahs. So how come we're allowing over here the first mitzvah the bread is being used for is for the erev tavshilin, and then we're allowing you to use the same bread for the Lecha Mishnah? So the Miri explains that's when we say don't make the mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, davka lasus is the mitzvahs yachta bevasachas. That's when you're doing them simultaneously, as opposed to one after the other. As opposed to mashe enkin kan shein shtei mitzvahs nasi yachta bevasachas. They're not being done simultaneously. So therefore, this is different and this is allowed. Now, where else do we find this principle of since you did it with mitzvah with one thing, we want to do a mitzvah with it again? So this is a very common idea, and he brings down a number of other places. A similar idea is by Eruv Chatzeros. When people make an Eruv Chatzeros nowadays, so they normally put the box of matzah in the rabbi's house, and they leave it there from Pesach to Pesach. But let's say there's people that all want to do the mitzvah, so everyone says, I want it by my house. So this week we'll do it by this person's house, then we'll eat it, and then we'll make another one next week by that person's house. So this is perfectly fine. So he brings down, for those that have the custom that they make a separate Eruv Chatzeros every week, so the Ramar brings down, Yeishlev Tzoal Eruv B'Shachas B'Shabbos. Go and take the Erev Chatzeros, the matzah, and use it for the Shabbos morning meal. And he brings down for the Mishnah Berurah, again, the same idea, Kivin Shesavid Bechode Mitzvah. So since I had one mitzvah done with it, go do another mitzvah with it. We find similarly by the Oshanis. After on Sukkot, you do the circles every day with the Oshanis. So what should you do with them? So many people have the custom that they go and bake the matzos on Pesach. They use the Oshanis as firewood. Likewise, they'll use the Hoshanas to go and burn the chametz. That's what many people do. Instead of throwing the lulav and esrog on top of the Aron Kodesh and then have the guy just throw it in the garbage, so many people save it and they burn it with the chametz to help burn the chametz of Pesach. Because you did one mitzvah with it, do another mitzvah with it. Similarly, when people would make the oil or the wax for their Ner Chanukah, so there's a mitzvah in a mukhar, liknos mimasha notit mineros besa knesses, to take the excess oil or wax that came from the besa knesses, so since it was used for lighting up in the shul, so buy that specifically and use that for the Chanukah licht. And finally, likewise, when people have tzitzis, and the tzitzis get worn out, so that garment is no good, what do you do with the strings? So many people have the custom, they use the strings as a bookmark in a sefer, or they use it with some other mitzvah. This is all a beautiful idea. Finally, the issue footnote number 18 pointed out what I said before, that the minug of the marshal was that he would go and use the Erev Tavshilin challah or matzah for Friday night Lecha Mishnah. He would use it for Shabbos lunch, Lecha Mishnah, and then he would break it and use it for Shalosh Shudos. So I always had a very interesting question, which I never really found anybody suggesting this. I'll tell you what I do. This is probably the only time I'm ever going to tell you what I do on my own without necessarily having seen this from my Rebbeim. So many have the custom that they follow the Vilna Gaon's practice of using two challahs at every meal. So they use two challahs Friday night, two challahs Shabbos afternoon, and two challahs for Shalosh Shudos, because they break both of them each time. That's the Shita Vilna Gaon. We learned this previously. So how is one supposed to fulfill the custom of the Marshal to say you leave it for Shalosh Shudos? So this way you can use it for Lecha Mishnah at Friday night, use it for Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos lunch, and for Shalosh Shudos, well, you're breaking both of them. How can it be behind for Lecha Mishnah? So yeah, I came up with my own Einfalt. And if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, I don't think there's a big deal. So I always try to use a six-pack of challah rolls or of matzah for my Erev Tavshilin for the bread part. And this way I use two of the challah rolls for Friday night, and then I use another two for Shabbos lunch, and I use another two for Shalosh Shudos. And this way, I'm a kind of the statement that we brought down the Mishnah Berurah from the Maril. I think I said Marshal before, it's the Maril, who says that you should use it for Lecha Mishnah at each of the meals. And this way, I also accomplished that I follow the Vilna Gaon, and that I have both of the challahs broken at each meal. Nope, that's my own little Einfalt. And if you like it, fine. If not, please do not feel in any way obligated to follow it. With this, we conclude today's shiur.